For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Today we take a look at Psalm 46, a psalm which reminds us that God is our refuge, strength, and help. As Pastor Holland began this message, he read the following words taken from a Reformation hymn. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing? Dost ask who that might be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And now part one of the message entitled, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Most people in our day are not familiar with who Luther was or the ministry that he had as the great reformer. His name was Martin Luther. Luther was an Augustinian monk who came to faith in Christ by one day simply reading the Word of God in the monastery. Most people that think of him think about the founder of the Lutheran Church, and during the early days of the Reformation, Luther was the object of much hatred and attacks by his enemies. But in times of great trouble, in times of confusion, Luther often sought refuge in the Word of God. By the way, there's no other place to find refuge except in the Word of God. And so today, I hope this will be an encouraging message to you. It's one that inspired him, and I believe we're shaken by the turmoils of life. This psalm is the inspiration, one of the greatest psalms that is given to us. They came out of the Reformation period. There was a song written called A Mighty Fortress is Our God. But first, let's read the passage of Scripture. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and the swelling thereof, Selah. There's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kings were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Friend, the mighty fortress is our God, and Psalm 46 describes that to us in a very real and personal way. When Psalm 46 was written, Israel was under attack. She needed God's help. She needed God's protection, God's presence. The psalm is written to encourage the nation of Israel. I'm glad today for the encouraging psalms. And by the way, they are encouraging. Most of the times when I go to the nursing home, the majority of the time I preach out of psalms. Because when I go, I want to be an encouragement to those who are there. It is written to offer stability to people who have been shaken in life. When it seems you're at your wit's end, when it seems there's no answer to your problem, when it seems your world has been turned upside down or the rug has been snatched out from under you, we can go to Psalm 46 and be encouraged and strengthened by what God has taught us. It was written to teach people that God is our refuge. I tell you today, I love my family, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my mom and dad when they lived, and I know they'd have done anything in the world to help me in my time of need. But I've learned in some 40 years of ministry now, pastoring 37, 7, but being in the ministry for 40 years, I've learned my refuge is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My refuge is in Him, and Him alone is the one that I must go to. It's a place of safety where everybody can flee through to in the time of attack. We find it's a place where we can find peace. It's a place where we can find protection. It's a place we can find hope. It's a place, most of all, where we can find Him. And aren't you glad today that we see Him in the pages of the Word of God? This psalm teaches us that people of all ages, that He is our refuge and He is our mighty fortress. While it was written by people who lived thousands of years ago, this book and this psalm has been a blessing to many throughout all the years as we realize that God will still meet our need. Now, friend, today there's nobody here that I believe would admit or say or confess that they go through life and have no problems. But I'm going to tell you today, even though we're saved by the grace of God, and God saved us, but He did not save us from problems that we were going to have in this life. In fact, the reason I believe we still have those problems is in order that we might learn that He is our refuge, He is our strength, and it's He that we must go through to in our time of need. We find in Psalm 46, it offers some reasons for hope. I don't know about you this morning. I've heard people say often, "Preacher, I just don't have any hope." I tell you, my hope is built in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And as we go through the psalm today, we'll find the places that God has given us the hope that we have in Him. I want to share these reasons with you today. I want to take Luther's title as my own, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And I pray today that it might be a blessing to each and every one of you. First of all, I want to remind you there's a fortress in God's presence. There's a fortress in God's presence. It emphasizes the truth that He is not disinterested or impersonal or remote God. So many people have the idea that God is up there and we're down here and one day we'll see Him, but until then, we're on our own. I beg to differ with you, my friend. We're not our own. He is just as much here today as you and I are. And the Bible teaches when we get saved by the grace of God, He moves in and takes up residence in our heart. That means that His presence abides with the child of God forever and ever. And He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Now the problem comes when we allow ourselves to get so involved with the things of the world that we become overwhelmed and we don't allow the Spirit of God to work in our life the way God's Spirit wants to work. And when God's Spirit is not working in our life the way that it ought to be working, then we face a trial and we face a trouble and we face a difficulty and we don't know where to go. We don't know who to turn to. We don't know what to do. And this psalm is very plain in telling us what we need to do. In verse number 1, he says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble." The word refuge refers to a shelter or a hiding place. God is a place of safety where His children can run in the time of danger. Just as a child will run to his mother to seek reassurance in time, we ought to run to God. Yesterday, Granddaddy had the privilege of keeping little Ava for about 2 hours yesterday, just me and Ava. I tell you, we rode the golf cart and we had a good time. But actually, before I got her by myself, we were there at the house. And Ava was running and she fell and hit her nose. And she got up and she was crying and I was trying to console her. And I tell you, she wanted nothing to do with me. Her mama was standing right over there. And she wanted mama. And I said, "It's all right, baby." And her mama says, "It's all right, Ava. It's okay." And I did everything in my power to try to calm her down. But she wanted mama. And when mama took her, the tears stopped. And within just seconds, her smile came on her face. You know why? Because her mother is her refuge. She's her strength. She knows in the time of need that she's going to run to the one that she needs to. And I tell you today, as a little child, if a little child knows who they need to run to in their time of trouble, how much more do you and I need to know that in our time of trouble we can run to the Lord Jesus Christ? And in His presence, He becomes our refuge. God is a hiding place from all our enemies in this life. I tell you, many times we will have enemies all along the way, but God tells us that He's our refuge. In fact, He tells us He's our shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I tell you today, it may be in things for you, but I tell you today, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He is my shepherd. He cares about me. He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. I remember a man back in the Old Testament by the name of Job. Friend, today Job was, I don't believe I've ever met anybody that experienced what Job has experienced. I've heard of people losing a couple of children. I've heard of people losing a whole family, maybe three or four. But I tell you, Job had a large family, and Job lost every one of his children. He lost his house. He lost his cattle. He lost everything but his wife. And his wife did not support him very good, because she said, Job, curse God and die. But Job said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know why? Because he had found refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. He had learned that he could flee to Him in prayer. And not only could he flee to Him in prayer, but he could flee to Him in worship. But most of all, he could flee to Him with the faith that he had in the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, today, don't let your faith fail you. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is our refuge. But furthermore, God is our strength. The word strength refers to might or power. We are often weak, but He is ever strong. When we flee to Him in the weakness, He's able to strengthen us with all of His might. He enables us to stand for Him against all that comes our way. We can all testify at times that we've been weak. I tell you, we need to sing that song the children sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And He goes on to say, I am weak, but He is strong. He'll enable you to be able to stand when there seems to be no way to stand. I believe today that God is not only our strength, but I like that last phrase. The Bible said He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Boy, isn't that encouraging to know that in the time of trouble, He's able to secure us. He's able to comfort us. He's able to keep us. And regardless of what come our way, God is with us in the time of trouble. Brother, I tell you, if there's ever a time, boy, I tell you what, folks, if you've never sensed the presence of God, you're missing out on understanding who God really is. Regardless of what we might go through, you remember the disciples? They were on the ship and the storm came. And I tell you, He came along and said, fear not, for I am with thee. I tell you today, even in the storms of life, He comes alongside of us and He said, hey, I'm here. So there's a mighty fortress. There's a fortress in His presence. Now understand today, and I'm going to move on, but I tell you, I believe there's a lot of Christians live daily without sensing God's presence. And I tell you today, no day, thank God, I talk about coming to preach, and I want the presence and the power of God upon my life when I preach. But I tell you, I want it on my life on Monday, and I want it on my life on Tuesday, and I want it all the way through the end of the week. I want to know that He is there, and that He'll never fail me. He'll always be beside me. But the second of all, there's a fortress in God's peace.
Friend, we hope you can find strength and comfort in God being your refuge, your strength, and your help in time of trouble. Join us again next week as we conclude this message, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard,
Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.